Here's a selection from the readings. The first is from the prophet Isaiah. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, ye peoples from far away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hands, he hid me. And then later the prophet says, The Lord says, It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. And then our gospel today is from John. During the Last Supper, it has this in it. When Judas had gone out, Jesus said, Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered, Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow me afterward. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. And Jesus answered, Will you lay down your life for me? Very truly, I tell you, before the cock crows, you will have denied me 3 times. Thus ends the gospel. Jesus says to Peter, You cannot follow me now. But you will follow me afterward. He can't follow him now because Peter is not the person he thinks he is. I'll follow you to your death, Lord. Yeah, sure you will. You'll deny that you even know me because of your fear for your life. That's who you really are, Peter. And you need to get over that if you're going to follow me to where I want you to go. Because I don't want you just to be my servant. I need to save the whole world through you. You need to change, Peter. You need to change. That's what's going on in Jesus' mind. It's like God said to the prophet Isaiah, It's too light a thing that you should be my servant. I send you out to the nations. God has plans for us. Maybe we're not ready for those plans. Maybe we're not yet the people that can carry out those plans. But it's only our own willfulness that holds us back. God can heal us. He can make us the people we need to be to do great things. But we got to let him. We got to let go of the people we are today so that God can turn us in to the people through whom he can reach the nations and do great things. Let God change you today.